I went on to study theoretical physics in graduate school, and then moved into the then burgeoning field of climate research. My path of discovery would ultimately lead me to publish the now iconic hockey stick curve in the late 1990s. The curve tells an unmistakable story, namely that the current warming spike is unprecedented as far back as we can go. Our continued burning of fossil fuels is the culprit. And fossil fuel interests and front groups and politicians doing their bidding attacked it. And they attacked me personally, despite the numerous independent confirmations of those findings by the U.S. National Academy of Sciences and dozens of other assessments. The effort to discredit this research and discredit me personally has continued. I have become convinced that there is no more noble pursuit that we can engage in than to seek to ensure that policy is informed by an objective assessment of scientific evidence. That evidence now shows us that we face a stark choice between a future with a little more climate change that we will still have to adapt to and cope with, or one with catastrophic climate change that will threaten the future of life as we know it. And so here we are at a crossroads. Let me be blunt. Never before have we witnessed science under the kind of assault it is being subject to right now in this country. Nor have we witnessed an assault on the environment like the one we are witnessing in the current political atmosphere. I will borrow and adapt for our current time and place the words of Martin Niemöller, a prominent Protestant pastor who emerged as an outspoken public foe of Adolf Hitler and spent the last 7 years of Nazi rule in concentration camps. First they came for the immigrants, and I did not speak out because I was not an immigrant. Then they came for the scientists, and I did not speak out because I was not a scientist. Then they came for the environmentalists, and I did not speak out because I was not an environmentalist. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Friends, let this not be our legacy. My good friend Bill Nye, whom I marched with in Washington, D.C. a few weeks ago at the March for Science, often ends his lectures with the exhortation, "Change the world!" I can't say it as well as Bill says it. But let me go just a bit further. Let me ask each of you to change the world for the better.